BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Real or No Real is with Danny Howard and Greg James. You lot get in touch about things you found out embarrassingly late in life, and I decide to go through our post in the absence of Chris. Not done it since November.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Rob in Suffolk's been on saying, Happy Red Nose Day, Mills. Thank you. You too. Chris, try not to upset any DJs today. He's talking about the really cringy Annie Mac debacle, fracas, from yesterday. It's on the podcast. We've decided to give Chris a day off today so he doesn't offend any more Radio 1 DJs. No, he was supposed to be off anyway. It's just me today. Track of the day coming up. Have you seen the innuendo bingo from yesterday? As a treat for Chris's birthday, we got somebody that he's very interested in his teenage years to come in and play bingo. He told me that once he actually queued up. He's not here, so it's fine. He queued up for a copy of FHM because it was an S Club 7 week. So, like, all of the girls, I'm not sure the boys were, but all of the girls were on the cover and you didn't know until you opened the kind of plastic which one you got. And he actually queued up at the shop to make sure he got the Rachel Stevens one. Imagine if you got Paul. I don't think the boys did them, did they? Not FHM. Anyway, Rachel Stevens was great yesterday and we played a bit of bingo with her. The video is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel and a bit like this.
Over to our favourite, it's Lisa Tarbuck on Radio 2.
But listen out for the question that she's asking her listeners to text in about. It's kind of quite out there for a radio topic. It's not something I've ever kind of done before.
We're discussing everything as usual. There's a lot of fellas watching the footy while their delightful partners enjoy crimson pleasures behind their back. Let's carry that on, please. Have you ever slipped anything in a stranger's pocket hoping to fox them?
It was a brilliant one yesterday. Rachel got really quite wet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jenna's been on Twitter saying, only 20 minutes in and I've got a Friday feeling. The music you're playing today is amazing. That's track of the day, Michael Calfan and Treasured Soul. Oh, this is rather summer vibes. Packing for my holiday in Mexico, says Leanne in Leighton Buzzard. Sun, cider and tunes. This tune is made for it, says Chris in Bristol. Just a few of the really positive comments we're getting about that track today. Mel's here. Just want to do a quick shout out to my friend Matt, who only found out yesterday that leather comes from cows. He knows that because I told him. I don't even know why we were talking about leather in the first place. Something to do with a new wallet, I think. But anyway, I told him in the pub last night and he's feeling pretty stupid about it today. So that's leather, Matt, comes from cows. And he asked me not to say it on Radio 1 today, but I never promised not to, did I?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, there's other people, Matt, if you're listening, my friend, that didn't know about the cows and leather thing. And if it makes you feel any better, Laura, who's listening, recently found out that dual carriageways were in fact not called George carriageways and a bloke called George didn't invent them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know that Friday the 13th is still on, but it's a bit who, isn't it? Oh, it's Friday the 13th. That's why that's happening. Really, though? Okay, I don't know what's happening with Chris Start today. He's not here. Dan's been on Twitter saying, is Chris off today because he's still stuck in the toilet? And then I've just looked at Chris's Twitter, and an hour ago it says, currently in a bad situation here, completely ran out of toilet roll, really not sure on my next move. And he's not actually tweeted since. So if you're with Chris now, could you let me know? I mean, the chances of anyone listening to this and being with him probably are quite slim, so I don't even know why I just said that. But if you are, then let me know if he's all right, because I've not heard anything for an hour. And he's out of loo roll, which is a bad situation. But I don't even know where he is. I don't know what toilet he's in or where, so I can't help. But let me know if you know. Slaves coming up. Also Alesso and Tuvalu. Gloucester Williams.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Reese.
How are you?
I'm all right. So my mate didn't know that leather comes from actual cows.
Oh, my God.
What is your one, please?
And it took me back to when the time when I was doing some biology work in my GCSE, and I was doing some research on different species of bees, and it was only then that I found out bees are completely different from wasps. I always thought that wasps was just another name for bees.
Right, so you didn't realise that they were different things?
No.
How old are you, Reese?
Nearly 17.
Okay.
I know.
Listen to how you're giggling at yourself.
I know.
Right, so who broke the news? When you were doing the research, was it?
Yeah, it was a generic encyclopedia website. It rhymes with Nickopedia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what was the first thing you thought when you found out?
I thought, oh, my God, because my friends just ran next to me at the time, and I told them, and they still not let me live it down. They're still reminding me about it to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are different.
I know. I always thought that wasps were just never even bees.
Just thought they had two names.
I know. Might just go hide under the cover of my bed in embarrassment. Help!
Why is that a who?
Because it is. No one has hardly ever does it anymore. It's definitely a who.
Oh. Were you thinking back to all of the times where you'd called a wasp a bee or vice versa?
Yeah, I'm really embarrassed now.
So when you saw a wasp, like, angrily flying around in the summer, did you look at one and think, oh, I bet that makes really good honey?
Yeah, I did. I'm really stupid sometimes.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, I can't believe I'm living with that. I've only just realised it. It's weird.
Yeah, you're never going to forget it.
No, my friends aren't either.
No, and also, you've just been on national radio, so it's kind of made it worse.
I know. Yeah. Oh, well.
Good to speak to you, though, Reese.
I know. Nice to speak to you.
He's got a wasp in his bonnet.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hull Cater.
Hi, Scott.
Do you like your intro?
Yes.
You're Lucy, right?
Yes.
So this is stuff that you've learnt really embarrassingly late in life. How old are you?
21.
Where are you at the moment?
Currently in the library at uni.
Hull Uni?
No, I'm at Manchester Uni.
Oh, okay. I played a student gig in Hull once, and the accommodation was so cold that that's when I had to put the hairdryer on all night.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, actually, at all.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
What's your one, then?
I learned that Puff Daddy and P. Diddy was the same person about 2 weeks ago. Which is quite embarrassing.
Who told you?
My mum.
So your mum told you that hip-hop king P. Diddy and Puff Daddy are the same person.
Yeah, and it was quite an extensive debate. I was adamant that he was two different people.
And you've thought this for a long time?
Yeah, probably since I knew who I thought the same person was.
How does your mum break it to you?
She told me in the car. So,
why were you talking about Puff Daddy with your mum?
I don't know. I don't know how it came about. It might have been on the radio, that a song or something, and then I just said, oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I thought that was P. Diddy who sang that, and she was like, it's the same person, and I was like, no, it's not.
I like it as well when you're really adamant and you think you're really right.
Yeah, I was getting quite angry about it. It was quite a bit.
Would you not say that P. Diddy and Puff Daddy have quite similar voices?
Yeah, and they look exactly the same.
They do, don't they?
Which is surprising.
I know.
So,
you know about Flo Rida. You know about Flo Rida, right?
What?
Being Florida.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, that's fine.
Right, okay. So I just wanted to check because otherwise it'll come up in the car with your mum. You'll be listening to Flo Rida. You'll start talking about it. I don't want the same things to happen again.
No, definitely not. I can't let her hip-hop knowledge be better than mine.
Does your mum listen to a lot of hip-hop?
No, never. She just knows who he is.
Right, sure. Have a good weekend. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, no. There's loads of people that thought that Puff Daddy and P. Diddy were different people. We've just literally broken it to them live on Radio 1. Also, sucks to be Faye from Manchester today, thinking until last week that it was handbag, as in bag made of ham, instead of handbag. She's 24. Bromley Gardiner.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, a bit embarrassed, but yeah, I'm all right.
Tell me why.
So about a month ago, I was just sat having a wee on the toilet, and it just suddenly hit me. I was singing Bare Necessities to myself, and it suddenly hit me as a 22-year-old that the Bare Necessities was meaning the simple things in life, like a play on words,
yes,
rather than the necessities of a bear, which is what I've always thought. I don't know, I just always thought like bear had a certain thing called a necessity on it, and that's what the song was about.
Oh, what, you thought, like, you had to look for the part of the bear called its necessities?
Yeah.
Where did you think the necessities were?
Let's not go there.
Okay. I've got the track right here.
Oh, God.
All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your stress.
So you used to think that if you found the necessities on a bear, that it would make you happy?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that you found this out?
About a month ago.
I don't even know where I'd start to look for the necessities of a bear.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know what was going on in my head, but there you go.
I've no idea. Yeah, it's a play on words. Yeah.
I know, I've got it now. I've written it out and everything, so I understand it.
You've written it out?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it means, like, bear as in the bear, and then bear as in, like, B-A-R-E.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, and it just came to me, and now I'm a changed woman. I've got it now. I'm focused on the bare necessities, the simple things.
And you had this revelation while on the toilet?
Yeah, that's it.
Imagine Lottie, everybody, when she eventually found a bear to look at and then just searching around for its necessities.
All you gotta do is...
This is you.
Look for the bare necessities.
I just can't seem to find
bare
them.
Bare necessities.
Sorry for laughing.
It's all right.
Maybe I've ruined the song for everybody listening now, because all they're going to do is imagine you hunting around on a bear for its necessities, trying to find them. Sorry, everyone. I love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Scott.
How can I help?
What do you mean about Flow Rider?
What do I mean about Flow Rider?
What, like, Florida?
Florida. Flo-rider. Right, okay, think about it. Flow Rider, F-L-O-R-I-D-A, spells what?
Oh, well, that took 21 years.
21 years, that, right? I mean, to be honest, Flow Rider's not been around for 21. But for like the last five, you didn't realise that Flow Rider was Florida?
No.
Have I blown your mind?
You have blown my mind.
Happy weekend.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. I thought I'd take the opportunity today, because Chris isn't here, to just go through our post. Because I've not actually done this since we've worked it out. It's November, the last time we went through our post. We're so genuinely rubbish at this. Oh, it's clinking. That means there's alcohol in here. Yes, there is. It's always good when you hear a presenter that clinks. If there's anything in here from you, I do apologise now, but we've just literally got round to it here in March. Right, first up. Oh, it's a panto guide. Telling me where all the pantos are for panto season 2014 to 2015. If I'd actually opened this when it was sent, I'd know that Shane Ritchie is playing in Dick Whittington in High Wycombe. But it's finished now. Next, yes, what's this? Ah, this is from a BBC introducing band called April Towers, who have got quite an 80s sound. Do you remember we played them a few weeks ago on the show? And they seem to have their own brand of beer, which is nice. I mean, Professor Green's done it, so why can't they? So thanks, April Towers. Now, you might think you can buy a play on Radio 1, which is definitely not true, but here they are. Only a little bit of them, and cheers. Here's to the weekend. Oh, no! Oh, it's the Christmas Radio Times, including a 14-day guide to what's on at Christmas and the New Year. If I'd known that we'd got that, I could have circled all my programmes that I wanted to watch over Christmas. Hello! Let's all pretend it's still Christmas, and I've literally just opened these, like, let's say the week before Christmas. Oh, there's some lovely offers on at the wholesale store that rhymes with Wackro. But that's for Christmas. Oh, it's a Christmas card. To Scott, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Ella. I think that's from Ella Henderson. And how rude that I've not said thanks for sending me that till now. Merry Christmas, Ella. Thank you. Yes, there's always a copy of Love It magazine. Every single time. Thanks, Love It. Good to see that you're still going. Oh, I'll be reading this later. It's an article about sexy knitting. It's too blue to read out. Oh, enjoy that at home later. What's this? Oh, it's a nude calendar for butlers in the buff. We always seem to get a calendar. There's always at least one. February, yes. Oh, it's gone. Well, there's a selection of them in various, not that many clothes, like pouring champagne, posing in bow ties. And what's always handy is they've given me their business card as well. Thanks, lads. Pop that in the wallet. Let me just open this, the jiffy bag. Okay, this is addressed to me. But what this person's done is they have sent me Christmas cards to hand out to the rest of the DJs. I'm going to open my one. Hang on. I'll see who it's from. From someone Haymolder, I think that says. Thanks, but out of everybody here at Radio 1, why would I be the person that you trust to actually hand out these cards to all the other DJs? And I haven't. But if any of these DJs are in the building, feel free to pop through because I do have a Christmas card for you. Hugh Stevens, Alice Levine, Mr. Pete Tong, MBE, it says on there, Annie Nightingale and Fern Cotton. Come and collect them. I've got them here in my big pile of post. Last opened in November, so it's quite a build-up. Oh, it's a Christmas card again. Hello, Claire. There's a note inside. I'd be grateful if you could please sign this Christmas card for my boyfriend, Stephen. He's a fan of yours, and a card from you would make his Christmas. I've enclosed a stamped address envelope to return the card. Well, that's a problem, isn't it? Because, obviously, I haven't done that. So what I'm going to do, because you've sent me a stamped address envelope, so it's rude not to send it back, and it's a first-class stamp you've put on there. I mean, this is quite complicated, because I've got to sign this card, put it back in this envelope, and then send it to you. But I'll do it for you. I just hope you two are still together, because what I'm going to do is cross out the 2014, because it says Christmas 2014 on the front, and just change that 4 to a 5, and then you can give it to him this Christmas. Hope that's okay. Who sent me these? It's a pair of really padded boxer shorts. Oh, wow. Hang on. They're called Blast Boxers. This garment will help to reduce injury from shrapnel to the groin region. Why would you... Was my dancing that bad on TV? They thought I needed those. I think it's like for soldiers, right? Thanks for those. Ow! Why is there a mouse trap in there? Oh! Okay. Oh, wow. This is a... Oh! It's... This is really sweet because it's a Valentine card, but it's got loads of like little love hearts in it. You like the little silver ones that go absolutely everywhere. So now the whole desk is covered in these. It's from Rachel. Thanks, Rachel. Oh, look, it's all the glitter's gone everywhere. Sorry. I'll clear it up. And finally, a really nice Christmas card here. Oh, it's from Push 'Em Along Tony and Harkinson and Brittany and Daniela, and Vicky, and Karima, and Hey Lauren, and Minnie Cooper. And it's a really nice Christmas card. And the rest of you know who you are in here, but thank you so much. That's really sweet. Thanks, everybody. Keep sending us your posts. We do really appreciate it, eventually. We'll open some more in, what, 4 months? Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, I missed the beginning of the show. What have you done with Chris, please? He's off today because he really offended Annie Mac yesterday. Not really. He's just off today. Sarah Nash says, Radio 1 is really getting through me through for my uni work today. Lauren's been on, saying the favourite bit of my show this week was Pepper, the dog wearing pants, seasoning on the floor. Oh, don't mention that again. That's also on the podcast. David says, that Sia track is absolutely amazing. And I did actually learn how to sing from Felicia off of YouTube, exactly like Sia on the track, I know. I miss Felicia a bit. I think we should get her on again. If you don't know about Felicia, she is a singing teacher in America who we just kind of found. And she tells you how to sing exactly like Sia, like exactly the same style.
So the lyric is, I'm going to swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. We'll do that first part. And the actual vowel mod here is going to be, I'm going to swing from a chandelier, from a chandelier.
Many people can't hear that song now without thinking of Felicia. There we are, Sam in Cumbria. and also Stephen and Carlisle. The YouTube tutorial girl has kind of ruined this song for me. You love it.
So the next part is, I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist. But instead, we're gonna say, I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like a dozen exists.
You got us. That's exactly how you do it to make your voice sound the same as Sia. Chris had a go at it as well.
I'm gonna leave like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like a dozen exist.
We need to get her back on soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's lads, Danny Howard and Greg James.
Oi. Lads. Oi. How's it going?
Henry the Eighth. He does what he wants.
Oh yeah, you missed yesterday.
I did.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You were too busy watching the Coronation Street omnibus.
I actually was. That's not a who.
Omnibuses. Like, you just get on iPlayer.
There's still an omnibus, isn't there?
There's still an EastEnders omnibus, I found out the other day. You could just watch it on iPlayer. Yes.
Oh, it was good yesterday.
It was really good. You can get it on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which is free from the Radio 1 website if you fancy it.
I shall get
Are you
that.
A subscriber?
I don't want to cause any upset here. But I am a subscriber to Greg's. And that was only because I was on
Why
it
Why don't
once.
You just lie? Just say you're...
No, I have to be honest. Not? It's the BBC, Greg. We're transparent here
and
everything.
Don't worry about that. They've got bigger problems at the
Why
moment.
Would you come in here and tell me... it's nice that you do Greg's one, but because why would you say that you don't download mine?
I'm just about to. Now.
Oh dear.
Seriously.
Shall I just leave?
My God, man.
I'll just leave.
Anyway, let's distract him. It's Henry the Eighth. He scores when he wants. It's Henry
the Eighth. I feel like I'm not a part of this joke now.
No. Well, you're not.
Oh, poor Dermot O'Leary looking all tired on the red button. He's hit a wall.
Look at that. I mean, it's quite an effort, that. What is it, 5 hours to go, is it, for his dance-a-thon?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Dancing for 20 hours now on the red button. He's danced with Rastamouse.
Has he?
Yeah, hula hooped with Joe Wiley.
Do you mean, hang on, because Rastamouse was voiced up by Reggie Yates famously. Do you just mean Reggie Yates was there?
No, it was a man in a Rastamouse outfit.
Oh.
Maybe it was Reggie.
I probably was Reggie underneath.
Then Evan Davis did a song and he danced to that off of Newsnight.
Okay.
And at one point, Properties' Kirsty Allsop turned up to do a mum dance about an hour ago.
Great.
It's all going on the red button if you would fancy it and support Comet Relief. Here are your real or no real facts, Danny and Greg, for today.
Sean Paul was a member of the Jamaican national water polo team from the age of 13 until he was 21, when he had to quit to concentrate on his music.
Well,
okay.
They are random, these facts, aren't they, today, as you
they
know.
Are, and they
that,
are all.
That is so random.
Jamaican national water polo team.
But he gave it all up and was like, I'm going to make a song called Get Busy instead.
He looks quite an athletic guy, so you can imagine him being involved in sports.
Can I just say, Mr. Jam dropped Get Busy on the Nixtape this morning. It was so good. I haven't heard that for ages.
That's a great tune. Actually, I don't know if Sean Paul does look like he's athletic.
Does he not? He's quite a tall, athletic guy.
I think when I met him, he was quite...
Rotund?
He seemed quite... Well, not rotund, but just quite laid back and like, not bothered about sport.
Are you saying that he's ballooned?
I'm not saying...
Love that phrase.
I'm not saying that he's ballooned or... As Stark would say, winter bulked.
Yeah, been bulking.
He's always winter bulking, Stark.
So Sean Paul off of...
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss?
Was he a member of the Jamaican national water polo team from the age of 13 until 21, Danny Howard? Real or no real?
I believe that would be real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
What? Yes, he was a professional water polo player and competed at the World Championships for Jamaica.
Can I ask a question about water polo?
Yes.
Not entirely sure what it is.
No, I'm not.
Is anyone here sure? It's...
Because you're not on a horse, are you?
Huh?
You're not on a horse.
But are you on a horse?
In the water?
Oh, it's canoes.
On a lilo.
Canoes?
Horses can go in water.
Yeah, but not to play a sport.
I don't know.
Next.
Scott Mills spent Red Nose Day 2009 ten-pin bowling with the Wombats, Gabriella Chilmi and Tayo Cruz, who brought his own glove.
His own glove?
He wearing gloves for bowling?
I thought he might bring his own ball. His own glove.
I love people that bring their own ball.
He's a pro.
I'd love to have my own bowling ball. Just if I'm like, do you want to go bowling? Yeah, sure. I think I'm free. Just turn up with all the gear.
It's quite clever though, because you know when you go bowling and it's all the lanes are full and you have your own ball, don't you? You have your own weight and you find yourself fighting that guy on the other lane for that one ball coming through.
What are you? I'm a green 12, big fingers.
Same.
Yeah, I've got fat fingers. So.
Yeah, big finger, green 12.
Green 12. But did I spend Red Nose Day 2009, and I wouldn't put it past me, 10-pin bowling with Gabriella Chilmi, the Wombats and Tayo Cruz, who handily brought his own glove?
Now, can I just ask, or just speculate whether this was a charity thing, or it was just a thing that you happened to be doing on the Friday of Relief?
No, I think it was for charity.
Was it related to the actual show, or was this a thing that you all got together with everyone and went...
I think it was for Comet Relief.
Okay.
I mean, there have been some interesting ideas for Comet Relief over the years, and this was, if true, definitely one of them.
Remember the time that you called Marv from the Wombats Merv?
Oh, no.
Many
Get
times.
In the car, Merv. So, I mean, the lineup is very 2009. Chilmi, the Big. Wombats, Tayo Cruz. So it could be real. What are you saying?
I'm going to go real.
No real. This is nonsense.
That one is no real.
Yes. That's right. But I did once have to run a mile tied to Chico off of its Chico time.
I thought you were going to say it's no real because it was actually 2008.
I love what everyone does for Red Nose Day. Once I did a 12-hour DJ set, which I thought was quite a lot, in a mankini at uni.
Oh,
which is great, by the way.
Wow.
Bringing it all back.
Do you know that Tiesto does 12-hour sets just
I know, but not in a mankini. It's cold.
Next.
In the 1500s, Henry VIII lost to the King of France in a wrestling match.
I feel so out of it.
Because
Henry VIII, he scores when he wants. He's Henry VIII, he scores when he wants.
Can you enlighten me on this, please? Do I need to get the podcast?
Thierry Henry VIII.
You need to get the podcast, my darling.
Okay.
It was just yesterday there was a fact about him saying that he invented the first ever football boot. And then we talked about people who had gout, and then just because he ate too much ham, and then we said that the football boot was made out of ham, and then
there's
all the rest of it.
Yeah. So Henry VIII in the 1500s lost to the King of France in a wrestling match. That's like Obama and the Queen going for it in the ring, isn't it?
Imagine that for a second.
So, right, moving on. So is this a real or no real fact? I like it that Henry VIII's been on twice in a row.
I'm going to say, I'll let you go first this time.
Well, I don't think this was ever a thing. I think this is no real. I think it's something that Henry VIII would like to have done, maybe, but I don't think anyone would have agreed to it, particularly the King of France.
Quite scary. I would say no real as well.
That one is real.
What? It's real. Henry VIII travelled to France to sign a peace treaty. The climax of the celebrations were a ceremonial wrestling match between Henry and the King of France.
Kicked off, didn't it?
Yeah.
Kicked off.
Proper kicked off.
That's great. Well, that's proper, isn't it? That's proper Skybox Office.
It's on YouTube.
That would be pay-per-view, wouldn't it?
That's £21.99. Euro.
And next...
In episode 1254 of Neighbours, viewers saw Boxer the dog fall asleep at home. The following scene showed Boxer's dream as he imagined falling in love with another dog and getting married in a dog wedding.
What?
I think I've heard it. I'm sure I've heard this before. I've definitely heard something like this before.
I've never heard of this before. I'm only so.
Is it not
so
Bouncer
go.
The dog?
That's
or
that's
am I
the
thinking
only thing
a
I
different
was,
dog?
That's the only thing I was unsure of. It is Bouncer. It is definitely Bouncer.
Okay, well, that one's no real then.
That could just be a Christmas with News error.
Okay.
But it's definitely Bouncer with the dog who was in Neighbours.
Okay. So there's a dog who's dreaming of marrying another dog in the street.
And they make this a thing.
And then they... So there's a dream sequence where he imagines falling in love with the dog and getting married in a wedding.
A dog wedding.
What are they on a Neighbours?
Edge of the seat stuff. Right, there, whilst you're eating your... turkey legs and whatever.
I saw a goat wedding once at a circus in Russia. It was horrible.
Okay, what?
It was a goat. Well, it's two goats that were being married and they were being dragged around in a chariot by a horse.
Did you go to Russia?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For a goat wedding?
Yeah. What, did you go for the wedding?
I wasn't a guest. It was... You're cordially invited.
Save the date. Woo, boring.
No, it was a circus. And it was really weird. Anyway,
you went to Russia to go to the circus.
No, I didn't go. I didn't join the Russian circus. But anyway.
Did I tell you my aunt once ran off with someone from the circus?
Sorry?
I've done this on air before. Yeah, my mum, my aunt ran off with a carny once.
Really?
From the circus, yeah.
And that's... and happily ever after?
Absolutely.
Oh,
still right. With him.
Yep, oh, lovely.
Yeah, they have a lovely time. Anyway, so
lots of travelling around, I imagine.
Yes, there is.
Seeing the world.
And never in one place. Did Bouncer the dog have a dream sequence in Neighbours? Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Now, the video is actually on screen now. You can look it up. With, if you look up Bouncer's dream online, it's from a long time ago. Bouncer was dreaming of marrying fellow Ramsey Street dog Rosie. And there was a dream sequence with the dog falling asleep and then imagined it's all like, oh, it goes blurry. The cast of Neighbours are in with Grimmie on Breakfast next week on Wednesday to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the show.
Aww.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, Greg got 30 and Danny got 10.
I'm sorry, I was just watching the video.
It's quite sweet.
It's a nice dog.
Bouncer's dream.
30 years of Neighbours.
30 years.
Wow.
I know.
They should do live episodes like they did for the 30th of EastEnders.
Oh, no, please not.
But they'd all be, it would be like 7 a.m. for us.
Yeah. what's on today, please?
Today, Feeds Up Friday from 4 o'clock. Then we have, so the listeners will be in charge of the music from 5 o'clock till 6. And then it'll be a whole hour of dance anthems from 6 o'clock before Annie Mack at 7.
And then tomorrow, dance anthems with Danny Howard.
Sigma Higher getting the Pusher Tempo treatment and UK producer Kryder back to back in the mix.
That's from 4 p.m. tomorrow. Thanks, lads. Those are the best bits of Friday's show. We're back on Radio 1, 1 p.m. on Monday. But remember, you can always download all of the good stuff from our show daily on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.